true colours. Lauren Huxley and her family, from tragedy to triumph. Written by Lisa Davies and read by Julie Nile. Lauren Huxley woke up one morning in November 2005, facing a life of unlimited promise. But by nightfall, the 18-year-old clung to life by a thread. She lay in intensive care, having been repeatedly beaten about the head and body with a pair of heavy metal fibro cutters, soaked with petrol and left to die as her house was set alight. It was a crime that made headlines around the country. Lauren was an innocent young woman, violently attacked in her family home by a complete stranger. For her father Patrick, mum Christine and elder sister Simone, it was like being plunged into hell. Who could have done such an evil thing to their girl? And why? Doctors gave Lauren only a 5% chance of survival. Her injuries were among the worst they had ever seen. But those insurmountable odds counted for little against what the Huxley family could achieve with determination, courage, and love. Together they started to rebuild their shattered lives, and Lauren started coming back. This is their story. Emerging from her fortnightly naturopath appointment on Wednesday, 9th of November 2005, Christine Huxley took stock of her day. She'd been so busy serving customers at the Commonwealth Bank that she hadn't had a chance to telephone her daughter, Lauren, to see how her TAFE presentation had gone. Lauren, aged 18, had been a bit nervous. The day before, they had gone shopping and bought her a new pair of black trousers, and decided she would wear her older sister Simone's crisp white shirt, a professional look for the presentation. Lauren had been applying herself very seriously to her marketing course in recent weeks, but that was no surprise. She had always been a good student. She seemed to be enjoying her classes and had made some new friends to complement her large group of school friends. It was exciting to see her younger daughter grow into a confident young woman. There wasn't really much risk Lauren hadn't done well, Christine thought. And anyway, she'd be home soon enough and could hear all about it. As she started to back out of the clinic car park, her naturopath ran out looking a bit panicked and stopped her. "Your friend Sharon just called. She says it's urgent and wants you to call her," she explained. "Oh, I'm only 5 minutes from home," Christine replied dismissively. "I'll call her when I get there. Can't be that urgent." Her thoughts had turned to dinner by the time she turned into Moxham's Road, the peaceful suburban street in Northmead, in Sydney's northwest, where she had lived for more than 20 years. As she drew closer to the family's modest home, she furrowed her brow. What was up ahead? Some kind of roadblock? "I wonder what's going on," she thought. There was a public school across the road from their house, which meant it could be quite busy around 3 p.m, but it was much later than that now. It was almost 5:30 p.m. Then Christine's stomach lurched. There were ambulances and fire trucks outside her house, and it was on fire. But what seized her with dread as she flung herself out of the car and sprinted towards her front gate was just one thought. Where's Lauren?